Our next item is subdivision number 2014-2, Schofield LLC.
This application was deferred at the July 24th meeting for further consideration.
And again, Mr. Chairman, concerning this application, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2014-2 for Schofield LLC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the environmentally sensitive developing district. The applicant is seeking lots with a minimum area of 13,000 square feet. Two, a subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Three, the subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. Five, although the current zoning permits approximately 264 total lots at 2 acres, 2 units per acre, this design only seeks approval of 166 single family lots at 1.25 units per acre. Six, the design favorably addresses the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Seven, the developer has gifted approximately 1.1456 acres via a permanent easement to DelDOT for the extension of the junction and breakwater trail along the western property line. Eight, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, the project will include active and passive recreational uses, including a swimming pool, 3.38 acres of recreational open space, and two restored barns for community use. 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 166 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all the DelDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot forested buffer shall be shown along boundaries of the project. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H, the developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. I, a system of street lighting shall be established. J, as stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. K, as stated by the applicant, the project shall include a swimming pool, pool house, and 3.38 acres of open space for recreation. The swimming pool and pool house shall be open to use by residents on or before the issuance of the 75th residential certificate of occupancy. L, two existing barns on the property shall be restored and open to community use. M, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. N, as stated by the applicants, there shall be a 50-foot buffer from all wetland areas. O, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I will second that one as well.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2014-2, Schofield LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.